it. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Monday, December 2nd. This first show starting the month of December. You know, this story proves to me God definitely has his hand on our politics. November 5th, huge Republican turnout here in the state of Michigan. Donald Trump won the presidential race by such huge numbers. The Democrats didn't even try to cheat in Detroit. Republicans take back the House in Lansing. If you had an R behind your name and you were on the ballot, you basically won. The seats that we fully expected. I had predicted 58-52 for months. After the canvass certification, that's exactly what they ended up with. I was all worried. We talked about it for weeks. You heard me talking about lame duck, lame duck, lame duck. What is that? That is the legislative session at the end of the year that Lansing rams through controversial issues when they know what's happening starting on January 1st. Who's going to be in control of the House, the Senate? Who's going to be the governor? It's all factored in to the lame duck session. And by the way, I want to remind you that if we had part-time legislation, a part-time legislature, we wouldn't be having a lame duck. What do you mean, Trucker? Because they would go to Lansing on January 2nd, get gaveled in, work for 90 days, pass a budget, their number one priority that they must do per our Constitution, pass just a few bills, and be gone for the year. By the middle of April, tax day, April 15th, Lansing would be a ghost town until January of the next year. That's the way it used to be prior to 1963. That's the way the state government in Lansing operated from 1837, when we became a state, until 1963. In 1963, it all changed. A constitutional convention was held. They went from part-time legislature to full-time. And that's when the state of Michigan started to decline. If you look at it historically, that's exactly when the decline of the state of Michigan started happening. It also was the same approximate time that the Democrats reigned as the mayor of Detroit forever. Democrats running the biggest city that made us the automotive capital of the world. Well, that all changed. They held a convention. They went from part-time to full-time, meaning they would be in session until the end of the calendar year. Very interesting things started to happen. They realized that we had our elections in November. As a result, some people that are expected to be in Lansing starting tomorrow are not going to be there on January 1st. The four Democrat seats that they currently have, giving them 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans, those four Democrats are going to be gone because they lost their races to Republicans. They go from 56 majority down to 52. They lost four seats. Republicans at 54, gaining four seats, are now at 58. So here is the situation they're in, with this one Democrat state representative having health issues and will miss at least, and this is interesting, these are words are interesting because it says in the story, Democrats conceding that working with House Republicans, the minority party, for at least the first week of the lame duck, parentheses, if not more, will be necessary. A source tells MERS. Funny, they don't want their name out there as to who told MERS News Service this information. House Democratic spokesperson Jess Travers, speaking for Joe Tate, said the House will be in session as scheduled this week. There will be voting on all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But the Democrats will need the minority leader Matt Hall's help to pass any legislation in the House this week. At this point, the Democratic caucus is, quote, still hopeful, end quote, about its full attendance. But Travers didn't comment on any specifics challenging her confidence in which days will they see attendant issues. Meanwhile, following up on a report from Tuesday night, the governor's office confirmed on Wednesday that the governor has scheduled meetings with both leaders of both parties after the legislators return from the Thanksgiving break. The governor met with legislative leaders during last week prior to the legislators going hunting. They call that the hunting break. And the Thanksgiving break ended basically today. Communications Director Bobby Leedy said, quote, as the governor has said repeatedly, she looks forward to working with both parties in the lame duck session on expanding economic development and fixing the roads, end quote. Whoa. her campaign slogan in 2018 and again in 2022 was fix the damn roads. I talked about it on Friday, November 22nd, a week ago from last Friday, that Matt Hall rolled out his proposal for shifting revenue around in Lansing, eliminating the sales tax on gasoline and moving other funds around to invest $2.7 billion into fixing the roads. Well, kind of ironically, same time, while this is all unfolding, updates come as House and Senate members combined together in both chambers. Listen to this. Both the House and the Senate members combined introduced 303 bills in the month of November. More than 2.5 times what they did in 2022's lame duck session, where they introduced 119. In 2020, 174. The highest number previously was in 2018, when the Republicans were losing the majority to the governorship. Whitmer got elected November of 2018, going into office January of 2019. The Republicans introduced 259 bills. The lowest number of bills ever introduced in the lame duck was 2016. Republicans in control of the governor's office, the House, the Senate, they only introduced 111. Well, this year, the Democrats losing the majority on January 1st in the House introduced 303 bills. Why? Why? Numerous special interest groups are pushing to get their priorities through over the next 3-week window. Record-setting number of bills introduced in November. Well, a combined 295 House and Senate bills were introduced in November, along with 8 appropriation bills, marking the highest number of bills introductions for the month of November after a general election since the Michigan legislature started regularly extending the calendar lame duck sessions back in the 1960s. Again, after the 1963 Constitutional Convention. 190 bills in the House, 105 in the Senate, mark only the fourth time since the full-time Michigan legislature introduced more than 200 bills in November. Final segment of this story, this hour, we'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about this lame duck session that starts tomorrow down in Lansing. I've been very concerned about a lot of the Democrats' bucket list items that they wanted to ram through the House, the Senate, pass them, send them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, sign them into law. Been talking about it for the last few weeks. Well, now we find out one female state representative Democrat, for health reasons, is not going to be able to be there this week for sure. God only knows about the remaining second and third weeks of this lame duck session. Also, conflicting conferences that are taking place starting today through Saturday. The National Black Caucus for state legislators are meeting. Even a very progressive special interest group that donated to a lot of Democrats are holding a convention, a conference next week in Washington, D.C. Very interesting. But if you look at the number of bills, again, 295 combined between the House and the Senate, plus 8 appropriation bills, where they want to amend the state's budget. Well, if you compare this, starting when they started looking at this, even numbered years, which is what we're in, 2024, even number years since 1972. Think about that. Goes back 52 years. Well, the average number of bills introduced after the election to kick off a lame duck session has averaged 89 bills. 89. This year, 303. Again, when the Republicans were leaving office, because Whitmer had won the election to be governor in November of 2018, Republicans only introduced 217. However, there was remaining bills that were left over on the legislative agenda. So in total, nearly 400 bills were actually sent to the governor, Republican Rick Snyder, as he prepared to turn over the reins to Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. So this will not be a record by any means based on what actually ends up getting sent to the governor, because the Republicans basically set the high water mark back in 2018. But it's still a lot compared to the averages, compared to many of the recent years of lame duck sessions. But now, there's a couple of kinks in the calendar. So, will we see Matt Hall's proposed road funding plan approved this week in Lansing? According to the governor's spokesperson, we very well may see that done. But if they do it, I'm sure there's going to be a quid pro quo that if they pass his spending proposal to shift the money around and to invest $2.7 billion into roads, which again, when I use the term invest, I mean spend taxpayer money, will he then agree to work with them on her economic priorities, economic developments, different things that she's interested in? Expanding economic development tools was the actual phrasing by the communications director, Bobby Leedy. I don't know. If I was Matt Hall, thank God I'm not, but if I was the incoming Speaker of the House in the minority right now, with the Democrats having to come to me and other members of my Republican caucus, if he was smart, pass my road funding proposal. We're going to pass that first. You pass that, something that has gone back to Jace Bulger, Republican, when he was Speaker of the House with Rick Snyder back in 2012. Tom Leonard tried it. Lee Chatfield tried it. Now Matt Hall is rolling it back out. But this time, he's got them with their backs up against the wall. They are in a very, very bad situation. And if they pass his road funding proposal plan, he'll want that passed first if he's smart. And then they'll work on the governor's expansion of economic development tools. So we'll see. We'll keep watching this, see where this goes. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important.